The outflow of Venezuelans into neighbouring countries such as Colombia constitutes a humanitarian disaster, said the head of the World Food Programme, WFP, on Tuesday. Speaking in Colombia, David Beasley said it was catastrophic that around 50,000 were now choosing to cross the border each day, just at one location, and that's the legal border crossing, added the WFP director. His plea for international donors to step up funding to help neighbouring countries cope with the refugee exodus came at the same time as the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, issued new protection guidance for governments to address the crisis. UNHCR said the guidelines were to encourage states to be pragmatic about helping Venezuelans stay temporarily, with access to healthcare, education, shelter and the right to work. Following political upheaval inside Venezuela, there's been a 2,000% increase in the number of nationals seeking asylum worldwide since 2014. Mr. Beasley spoke to Wolfgang Friedl in the Colombian capital, Bogota.
It's a catastrophe. It is an absolute humanitarian disaster, a crisis that's taking place. When you have 50,000, give or take, people per day crossing the border just at one location, and that's the legal border crossing, you can imagine what's happening in the other 2,000 kilometers of space. And so already 1 million people that have crossed and not gone back. And the question is, how much worse is it going to be? And I think, based on what we're hearing, I would anticipate that the crisis is going to get much worse. And so that's one of the reasons I'm here, to assess the situation and present a realistic picture to donors who really need to step up and support the Colombian government. The United Nations must come up with a very strategic plan. I think there needs to be a plan A, plan B. Plan A is going to be immediate. Plan B is going to be, if it gets a lot worse, what needs to be done. Because you're talking about the possibilities of destabilizing a region. And with so much progress having been made, to reverse that progress and destabilize this region, it would be catastrophic for the whole world.
Just as a summary, what are the key findings with regards to nutrition and food security following your visit to Colombia?
Well, clearly Colombia needs help, number two. And they want help. I'm so proud of the government, the leadership here, their cooperative spirit. They're willing to be generous hosts. But number two, based upon the Venezuelans that we talk to, people are starving to death. I mean, it's just that simple. People can't get food. Even if they have money, they can't get food. The stores are empty. They come and get food, they go back, and as the situation deteriorates,
it can only get worse.
It's only going to get, it's common sense.
Now, one last question. Speaking of the UN integrated approach, what are the immediate actions the World Food Programme and the UN are to embark on with regards to the Venezuelan crisis?
Well, first and foremost is coming up with a plan, an immediate plan that can be funded. So we'll be sitting down with the UN team, we will be sitting down with the government of Colombia and putting together what should be kind of plan A. How do we address the situation at the border now? And then number two, go sell it. So I'm heading straight from here to Washington, D.C. to begin expressing how serious this situation is. And then it's going to need funding, and it's going to need funding immediately. I don't think we have to press upon the UN team here the urgency of the matter. I think Martin, I think the whole team here is ready to go. And so we will be bringing in some of our experts from around the world to make sure we can evaluate, analyze all different modalities, you know, because as we've heard, this is not declared a refugee situation, but it's a migrant situation. And so what can we do at this stage with available funds? And we got to make the case to get those available funds. That's going to be my biggest job right now.